Hey.
Blog Talk Radio.
Every time we talk about Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to
Conscious Sisters
on
Blog Talk Radio and Facebook Live.
And Facebook Live. You know that this is my first Facebook
Live. I know,
Live.
And I'm putting you on with our radio show.
And she tried to get me the head trip before we started by telling me, you're going to be on TV today. I said, oh my God, what does that mean? Oh my God. Well, what does that mean?
It means you have a video of yourself. People can see you. Much fun. So, I hope people can see us.
Yeah.
We're doing it live from our Conscious Sisters page.
Yes.
Maybe next week we'll do it live from our personal pages, or we'll figure out a way. We're all figuring this out. So.
Yeah, because we're head tripping about it.
Because we're head tripping about it, yeah.
So what does the head tripping mean?
That's our show for tonight, head tripping.
Yeah, head tripping is when you just constantly try to figure things out. You know, like, okay, I think, first of all, I think I didn't used to be such a head tripper, but I find myself going into head tripping a lot around money.
Mm.
You know, like if I buy this, what will, you know, that means that then I can do this. So I was creating something.
Like concluding.
Yeah. I was creating some things with a friend, and I kept noticing like, oh my God. Are you a head tripper? I asked her, and she was definitely.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then I started to recognize where I was doing it, you know, and realizing I went this week to look for a car, and that's where all that came in. You know, I said, well, if I buy the car, then I have to, you know, pay it for so long. If I lease the car, then in 3 years I'll be done, and blah, 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 blah. So then, you know, I got right into that whole head tripping, and that day I just came home.
Exhausted, right?
Exhausted.
With a headache.
Yeah.
That's what head tripping does.
It stops you from creating.
So head tripping is basically obsessively thinking.
Yeah.
Going through every different scenario in your head, figuring out if I buy the car and pay for it this way with a lease, this is what's going to mean. And if I rent it, it's going to mean that. And if I sell this car and buy that car, it's going to mean that. And you go into all the figuring out and concluding and judging.
Yeah.
And by the time you come away, you don't choose anything, right? Did you even choose the car? No, you left the garage going, F it.
I'm going home.
I'm going home to bed.
I'm not getting a thing.
I'm exhausted and cranky. I do that when I go shopping. I am the worst shopper for clothes.
Yeah.
Because I'm head tripping. Do I really need that? Do I really like that? I don't know. Will I even wear that? And I might laugh to me because I'll go into the shop and I'll pick up loads of clothes. I'll go to the dressing room. I'll come out in the store and you'll be like, I didn't buy anything.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Because I head trip so much.
I do that all the time. Yeah.
I noticed though, so head tripping is when you obsessively think about stuff or you go back over and over things in your head and you never actually really choose, and it takes you out of choice. It takes you out of actually choosing. And Patty, our friend Patty Alfonso, actually just released today the Head Tripper's Guide to...
Yeah.
But in it, she had written, like, that in the reference material, the Access Consciousness reference material, Gary actually wrote that head trippers are actually tend to be very aware of other people's thoughts, ideas, and emotions.
Yes.
So it's really funny when I go into a shopping mall that's when I start head tripping the most.
Yeah.
Like, I often wonder, like, why do I get like this when I go into the shopping center? Like,
mm-hmm.
Because there's so many people in the shopping center, they're all head tripping too about what clothes to buy. So when I go in there, I can hear all that. So I started thinking, maybe I'll just do internet shopping.
Yeah. You know? Sometimes that's easier.
Yeah.
You know, pick it and then go pick it up at the store so you can try
it
out.
Yeah.
But, it really does. And because you're so aware, then I lost my train of thought there.
Because you're so aware.
Yeah, when you're so aware, then you're picking up the head tripping from everybody else.
Yeah.
And when you start hanging around with a lot of people who are head trippers, you pick it up from them, and then you have your own, and it's a head tripping party. And really, I was, you know, realizing today that...
So you all just hang out and head trip together?
Yeah.
That sounds like great fun.
Yeah.
Just drink.
Just
have a couple of drinks and the head tripping
really
stops.
Head drink.
Well, the head tripping kind of stops when you have some alcohol. Because alcohol...
Yeah.
Alcohol shuts down the brain a bit.
Oh,
you know?
Interesting.
Yeah. I've noticed that in my
I have to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Soon.
Yeah. I mean, I don't drink that much, but if one or two drinks, my head tripping stops a bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've noticed also that, you know, a lot of the tools, like, you know, light and heavy, if you're head tripping, it's very difficult to get.
Yes.
That's your light and heavy.
Totally. So that
you
was
know?
Why we both said we wanted to do this show, because I was head tripping about something and you were head tripping, and I couldn't get, like, I was using the tools, like asking questions, like, so Trude, if I choose this, what will it create 20 years from now? Trude, if I choose that, what will it create? And I couldn't get my awareness because my head was tripping so much.
Right, right, yeah. And I
wasn't
do that
taking
a lot.
Drugs.
Yeah, no. This is not about
this is not head tripping from
drugs.
Yeah.
No, no. Not at all.
No.
So yeah, and then you really
can't
have
get
to
your awareness. Yeah, you
yeah.
can't get the awareness
you
of what's
choose,
true for you.
Decide, but choose.
Yeah.
You mostly decide from whatever you concluded,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Because all you can hear is the talk. So the talks
yeah.
are going, do this, do that. No, if I do this. Well, like you said, when you were looking at buying the car, for me, I was looking at a choice to make this week. And I was like, well, if I go here, it's going to cost me this much. And then on top of that, I'm going to have to pay for the hotel. And then on top of that, whereas if I choose this, it's going to not cost. And I was going to all the calculating.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I couldn't get what was real for me, what was true for me.
Yeah, something that really helped me when I was choosing the car is to just let go. You know, especially when it's about money, let go of how much it's going to cost.
Yeah.
You know, so sit in the car and feel the contribution. And actually, it was Patty that helped me with that.
Yeah.
So it's been up. Uh-huh. It's been up here.
Patty doesn't know anything about head tripping.
Not at all.
Yeah.
No. but you know, and it was totally different. And
yeah.
then you know what the magic of it was, that once I let go of the head tripping, and I chose.
Yeah.
Everything else worked itself out.
Rearranged, yeah.
And it was an amazing
yeah.
way that, you know, everything came together, and it was easy, and I came home the next day. Once I figured out, I was tripping about it the day before, you know, and I just couldn't
get it done.
Yeah,
because it's like, and also, you know, sometimes you just got to choose. Like,
yeah.
you know, if you're head tripping, just make a choice. Like, you know, you can always make a different choice if it doesn't work out.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, but when you make choices like that, like buying a car, really significant, right?
Yeah.
And you make the money really significant, then it makes the choice much more
yeah.
difficult.
It's interesting because for the longest time, I didn't want to sign a lease.
Yeah, commitment.
Okay, so this is where...
I don't want a mortgage also. Either. Mike talks
yeah.
about a mortgage, I'm like, we don't need a mortgage.
Then I'm stuck in
here,
a place
yeah.
for a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And
a mortgage is for life.
Yeah. And when I right.
Same as a baby.
No getting out. Well, a baby really is kind
for
of
life.
Life. Not necessarily a mortgage. But yeah. So for the longest time I stayed in Airbnb and everything else.
The thing Oh,
they're giving us instructions.
Swipe left to veal common.
Okay.
That's left.
Oh my God, this is so much fun. And the people.
Yeah, usually you can see
us.
The comments. The people there. Oh. No. Okay.
Well, this is my first time. I am a Facebook Live
virgin. Okay, let me get.
Now we can see ourselves. But, anyways, so when I finally did.
Carry on.
Do it.
This is left, right?
It
I don't know my
really
left from my right.
Anyways, it was really comfortable.
Left is that way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It says swipe left to see if it was coming.
Go the other way and see if it works.
No. Okay.
Okay. Anyway.
So if anybody's commenting, we can't actually see it.
But you can call us. You can call us on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Please call us.
And the
listening.
Number is 323.
642-1152. That's
323-642-1152. Yeah. This was quite a thing to take on, working both the radio
it's
and
cool though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's even
know.
Better when you can see people who are watching you and they're saying hi and stuff. I don't know why we can't see it here.
Yeah.
But we'll figure it out.
But anyway, so...
We'll head trip about it later.
Gary does say, I was reading the reference material,
mm-hmm.
and he does say that you can get two head trippers to start a business and they can probably really create something wonderful.
What do you mean?
Because they'll be, you know, looking at all the aspects of it.
Yeah.
And,
so
and
that's what I was wondering. It's funny you brought that up. I was going to, like, because I'm going to one of Gary's classes soon. And one of my questions that I, like, because I head trip about the class before I go and I ask my questions.
Yeah.
That in the class, in my head, before I actually get there. So I actually get facilitated before I get to the class. And one of my things is, like, what is the capacity of a head tripper? Like, what? Because everything's a gift, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the gift of being a head tripper? Like, what's the gift behind it?
Yeah. So
and maybe one of them is that what you just said, like, that you can actually see everything. You can see all angles. You can see all possibilities.
Yeah. And what would it take, I wonder, I mean, this is not something that I know, but I wonder if you could use that in a way where you could just, you know, attune your awareness to everything that you're aware of, and then let go of the head tripping and
mm-hmm.
choose.
Yeah.
You know.
So, like one of the reasons that we head trip is because we are so aware, right? We're aware, but like when you went into like by that car, you were aware of everyone else's projections. Everyone else who had been in the car shop before you, who had tripped about leasing a car, aware like they're not even your points of view. You're aware of all the points of views about money and about leasing a car and about renting a car and blah, 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 blah. So, like even for me with the mortgage, I'm really aware that like. Of like my, you know, like other people's point of view around the banks
yeah.
and getting loans out from the banks. Like it's not even mine. So one of the tools we're going to cover tonight, like the tools that we use to get us out of head tripping. And for me, this has been like my savior, and it's not really a tool. It's just something that you can do, but it's to move. So when I'm head tripping, I can't actually make a choice because there's so much like blah in my head that I actually have to get out and move. So either like run, dance, do yoga, get out, like just do anything to get out of my head. Like go get my barras run, get a body process, swim, go to the beach, like anything where I'm moving my body to get me out of my head. Because when I start moving my body, I get out of my head.
Yeah.
And I get in my body. I get present in my body.
Yeah.
Because the head tripping is when you're in your head and you're not present with your
yeah.
body.
The interesting thing is that, you know, if you can clear your head tripping, it's, you know, and there's also like crotch tripping and
yeah.
tripping. But if you can clear those, there's probably no need for drama.
No.
You
no.
know,
yeah.
It won't be part of your life because
yeah.
it'll just be, you know, it'll just be choice. I remember before Access, I used to, I studied quite a few different modalities. And I remember studying something. I can't remember which one it was, but going to this friend of mine and saying, oh my God, this stuff is wonderful. She says, how come you think everything that you do is wonderful? And like, I didn't have time to think about it. I just said, well, why wouldn't I do it? Why would I do it if it wasn't wonderful?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
there's no, it was just a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's wonderful. The one that helps me a lot
yeah.
is the crazy statement.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything's the opposite of where it appears to be. Nothing's the opposite of where it appears to be. I used that quite a bit the other day when I got home.
Yeah, so that's one of the tools from Access Consciousness from Gary Douglas. And everything's the opposite of what it appears to be. Nothing's the opposite of what it appears to be. We've talked about it a little bit through our show.
Yeah, yeah.
And you use that when you're going into crazy in your head.
Yeah.
Because it takes you out of crazy, right?
Yeah. It really does.
Yeah.
It really just,
mm-hmm.
you know, moves everything that you're going through.
Yeah,
and
I use that
a
lot
choice.
When I have a lot of mind stuff going on and I can't relax, I'm trying to go to sleep or I've been anywhere that's been busy, I'll
mm-hmm.
use that crazy statement.
Yeah. And the other one that I use is my favorite tool.
Which is?
Stop it.
Oh yeah, that's her. She sent me
so
the video on that. Stop it!
So I said to myself, stop it! Just choose! and that really helps me when nothing else does.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm into that place of what should I do?
I need someone else to tell me stop it. Mike does this. I told Mike that we were doing this show, and he said, actually, I was meant to send him the link so he could watch us. I told him we were doing this show on head tripping, and he went, what was his comment? Like, it was something like, oh, so you're just going to talk about yourself? He said that. He's called me on my head tripping since we first started going out.
Yeah.
So, oh, she's head fucky. Am I like Chris? I think I am.
I don't know.
Yeah, head fucking. That was my other word for it.
So there's no drugs involved in head tripping?
No. Unless you can drink some alcohol.
Drug.
Yeah, it's a drug. It's an addiction. Yeah.
It's
in mind.
Yeah.
To the mind.
Yeah. And the other thing is, if you can become conscious that, you know, hey, I'm aware I'm a head tripper. Then it becomes easier to stop it when you're in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Because you're already aware of it. So,
did I cancel out?
Yes, you canceled out. You stopped the show.
Oh,
there it goes.
Did I?
Oh, yeah. You disconnected us, so we're no longer online. So,
did I really?
Yeah.
Fuck. Sorry.
So the other thing that we had talked about is, like you said,
can we phone back in?
No. It kind of stopped the show.
No.
Oh, it's still there. Okay.
I didn't fuck up totally.
Just partially fucked up.
No, it shouldn't stop.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, technical issue. Amy shouldn't press button.
I have to keep her away from the computer.
I need to open the tab. I wanted to check to see if
And the other thing Amy says is that she has to ask a friend, which also works.
That's when I rang you the other day.
Yeah.
And I asked you, were you going to the class? And I was like, I can't choose. They bought her live. I don't know what to do. And yeah, sometimes like just ring a friend and they'll ask you a couple of questions. And usually it's like, it's good to get someone who doesn't have a point of view, you know, around what you're choosing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, again, your head trippers are super aware. So if you call someone and they're like, you know, say if you call someone who has a point of view that leasing cars is really, you know, not something you should do because they got screwed over when they leased a car before. Then you ask them a question about it. They're probably going to impel their point of view at you.
Yeah.
Or you'll be aware even of their point of view in their world.
Yeah.
So ask someone who doesn't have a point of view around what you're asking about to ask you a question.
Yeah. And that works.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else?
Go out and have some fun.
Yeah.
Like distract yourself. You know.
And the main thing is not to judge yourself about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I realize is that when you're head tripping, there's no way that you can make a clear choice. There's always judgment involved.
So leave it until you're out of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't ever make a choice from head tripping.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. I mean, you can, but it's like. Yeah, that's usually when I start head tripping. It's like, okay, there's no space here for me to even get what to choose. So usually I'll just like that. I'll go take a yoga class or call a friend or go get my bars run or sleep on it.
It's
tiring. It's really tiring. It takes a lot of energy to go into your head and figure all that stuff out.
Yeah. It truly does. So thank you for being here. We had a great time. We're going to choose to do this again.
Yeah, next week.
At some point.
I don't know if we'll probably have a Facebook live next week. So we'll do another Facebook live soon. Did you like it?
Yes, I liked it. It looks like fun. I can't wait to go back and look at it. And if you want anything, any topic, if you have any questions for the show next week, go on our page.
What do we do? We're talking about
consciousness stuff.
Yeah, consciousness. Sistas, SISTAS. That's our Facebook page. And what are we talking about next week?
I can't recall.
Never going to give you, giving yourself up for money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about all the ways you give yourself up for money.
Yay! All right.
And we have 1 minute left, only. Have you any classes, anything coming up in Florida you want to let people know about?
I have bars class coming up. The gorgeous and beautiful and kind Sylvia is coming from the Netherlands.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to teach both a bars class and a body process class together.
Nice.
So it'll be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun facilitating together. It's going to be the last weekend of July. I believe it's the 30th, and then August the 19th.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So come join us, play with us. What are you got going on?
I'm not taking a body class next week, Friday, July the 14th, down in Hollywood.
Okay.
And then I'm doing a bars class the 29th of July in Hollywood, too.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, maybe Hollywood, I don't know, Delray Beach, depending on who shows up.
Yeah. Okay. So have a good night.
Thanks, guys, for watching. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.